Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
28 to 11 and Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales joins me. Morning, Amanda.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Big weekend, wasn't it?
It was a huge weekend, especially yesterday at Tabcorp Park Menangle with those Breeders' Challenge finals. It was a great day, some mixed results, some very close finishes, a few upsets as well, but this morning, I thought we'd have a chat to trainer David Hewitt. It was a huge day for the Hewitt family as well yesterday at Menangle. So, David, good morning.
How are you, Amanda?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us this morning. It was certainly a big day for your family at Menangle yesterday. And Rock and Marty certainly gave you a moment that you'll cherish forever.
Yeah, that's right. No, we've been, like I said yesterday, we've been trying for a lot of years. It's great to knock one off, so it is.
So Rock and Marty, for the listeners, he took out the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final yesterday, caused a slight upset. His starting odds were $41, and he just beat Lochinvar Art by a half neck, and it gave David his first Group 1 winner as a trainer. So, David, how long have you been training horses for?
A long time, yeah. I haven't thought about how long, but, I suppose 4 years, I suppose.
And you've had this horse, Rock and Marty, you bred him, so you've had him from day one. Did any stage of his career, did you think he was the one that was going to give you your first Group 1?
Yeah, well, Brad and I sort of worked the horses here together, and we're bringing him and his mate along that was also in the race yesterday. So they done a good job, and, we just knew he had, nice speed about him, Whatever he did, he was doing it easy. And he had a little setback. He's 2 year old, so we had to spell him. And but he's come back, a nice horse, like we thought he was.
Yeah, did you start him as a 2 year old?
No, he didn't. He didn't even get to the trials or anything. So he only had his first start in January or February. So he's come a long way. Yeah.
Well, yesterday, he's, as I mentioned, his starting price is $41, but he was slightly underestimated. Going into yesterday's race, he had 9 starts to date for 3 wins and 4 placings. So his form has been pretty strong leading into it too, hasn't it?
Yeah, around some pretty good horses too lately. And I think his first start here at Goulburn, he got home in 26 and a touch, So we just know he's got the high speed, and I think, going forward, like a spell and reset him again, he's going to come back a really, really nice horse.
Yeah, how exciting. Now, as you mentioned, you had 2 horses in that race. You also had I'm Bruce Almighty. So that was the horse you drove. At any stage of the race, did you think Rock and Marty got up and got the cash? Could you see from the position you were in or not?
I just had a look early in the race because I drew wide and went back, and I thought, well, there's 3 good ones, 1, 2, 3, the fence, and I thought that's the line to be following. Up the straight then I had to come a bit wider. I saw Brad get off and get going, and I was only beating 14 metres myself from last, but just as that crossed the line, I heard Fred call in the winner, so I was pretty stoked.
Yeah, what feeling did you have when you heard that?
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. We thought he was a sneaky chance of winning, like all the time. We knew he was a bit of an outsider, but we envisaged a run like that, like nice soft trip and not doing the hard work. And, he finished off really nice, didn't he?
Yeah. Now, Brad drove him, and he was wearing some pretty special silks as well, wasn't he?
It was a lot of the family came down, your family and friends, and I've had a lot of messages, wearing Dad's colours and winning the Group 1 and Brad's first and my first. It was a special moment,
Brad's first Group 1, and he's, we had him on radio last week, and he's recently become a father for the first time, and he had his little daughter there, and I believe your other son, Sam, had his gave you another grandchild just a few days later. So the whole family was there, weren't they?
Yeah, the whole crew was there. It was really good.
Yeah, how fantastic. Now, Rock and Marty, what are the plans for him now after this win?
Look, we haven't even talked about it this morning, but, it's a bit up in the air at this stage, but, we'll have to get back to that one.
Yeah, well, because I caught up with Brad yesterday, and so the plan was, you know, to look at the regional finals with him, but that's been thrown out of the water.
That's
now
right.
He's got this Group One.
That's right. Yeah, we'll take the risk on that not happening then. And it was great to win that yesterday.
Yeah, and how did he pull up? How is he this morning?
Yeah, good. Licked his bowl and sat the other horse, so everything's sweet. Yeah, they pulled up really good.
Great. And so you, as I mentioned before, you bred this horse as well out of the mare Havre de Grace, and he's the fourth foal. And any reason why you went with Pet Rock as a stallion to breed from your broodmare?
Yeah, well, I just saw his performances in America. Like, he went 48 on a half-mile track, and they said he was a great gated horse and that. And, so we just gave him a try, we've had a bit of luck so far with him, and we're going back there again too.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah. Yesterday, it's a fantastic feat, especially because you were the breeder, you're the owner and the trainer of this horse to get your first Group One. So congratulations, Dave. It's a huge feat, very exciting, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Amanda. Good on you.
So there you have it, Cozzy. David Hewitt, he trains out at Goulburn, and it's a huge family effort. Everyone gets involved, and he's been training for a long time. He's trained over 700 winners and driven over 600 winners himself, and snared his first Group One yesterday, which was just, fantastic to see. His son drove the horse, which made it even better. His son was wearing his dad's colours, so it was a very sentimental victory yesterday. So, it was such a strong day of racing, Cozzy. So Rock and Marty beat Lock and Varart by a half neck, and there were some close finishes everywhere. The three-year-old filly's final, No Win, No Feed, beat Our Road to Mecca by a half head. Then we go into the Len Smith Mile. Toddy McCarthy won with Major Dan, beating Our Uncle Sam by a head. It was also a head separating Ignatius and Bright Energy in the four-year-old Boys Breeders' Challenge final, and then a very close finish in the four-year-old Mares final between Black Silhouette and Good Time Heaven. So it was a very interesting day. I think the biggest winning margin of the day was in race one in Heat of the Rising Stars, which was taken out by Josh Gallagher, the driver. He won that race on Argyle Beach by more than 11 metres, and after that ended up winning the whole Rising Stars series as well. So, it was such a good day of racing yesterday, Cozzy. So
how has one A. Bensley after race four when B. Happy Mac got the money? I bet he would have had a grin on him bigger than the Harbour Bridge.
Oh, he's always so happy. So it's quite hard to imagine to see him any happier. But he was absolutely rapt to win that race at B. Happy Mac. So he won the two-year-old Colts and Geldings final as a part owner of that horse. And, you know, I spoke to him before the race, and Ben's was a bit, you know, he's drawn out wide, so it's going to be hard. So, you know, there was
he's that giving you the slows. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. There was that little bit of doubt he gave me before the race.
No doubt at all. That's nobody said to me.
Well, there you go. For the horse to come out and he produced such a tough effort. You know, he was tough in his winning his heat and his semi-final, and he had to do it tough again. And to beat a horse like Jillaby Nitro, who drew so well in Barrier 1, was such a huge feat. So now he was very, very happy after the race.
Yeah. He said to me, better bet than death. This just won't get beaten. Anyway, he's told you.
Well, I hope you got the odds, Cozzy. No.
All right, good on you, Amanda. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You will.
Amanda Rando, it is 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.